The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 518.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is an actress, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Yi Liu. Yi, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. I'm so happy to be here. Yeah, so I am an actress, and I have three of my acting credits on screen. And yeah, and I'm currently a judge of two film festivals.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Yi, what's your cultural background?
So I am Chinese. I was born and raised in China, and actually I came to the U.S. 5 years ago.
Thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So this one, actually, I don't really know where I found this, but it really left a great impression on me. I am not better than anyone. Nobody's better than me.
Thanks for sharing that quote. And I think it's a great quote, especially, you know, being Asian women, we always feel like everyone's better than us, right? That we're not good enough or we're not worthy, but we're just as worthy as everyone else. We can go out there and do the things that we love. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
So I actually have a lot of thoughts on this because my background that I actually living in another society, and this trip really has really enriched my life, and it helped me understand myself and understand people a lot more. And for me, I think self-confidence starts from knowing ourselves and then to believe ourselves and then to be the best of ourselves. And that includes to know ourselves means like to know our strengths and weaknesses and personality and interest, and then trust ourselves and value ourselves in the proper way based on knowing ourselves. And then from there, I think most of us would like to do our best in whatever we're doing and keep improving ourselves to contribute. And to me, that's really such a significant factor of achieving happiness in my life. And I think self-confidence is also related to mental independence. And this trip, this journey made me experience not just knowing, but experience that the society is made of human beings. And at the same time, human beings are really the products of the society. We a lot of times are unconsciously subject to the society that we are in. We think, oh, this is the way that things are. But actually, we never think about certain things. We just took the opinions that are already there. But really to question those is equal to question our self-being and our relation to other people and the globe, even the universe. It's very philosophical. So it's been a very interesting journey for me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that great definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Before this, I wanted to be liked. I mean, I still want that, but before I would go with other people's values and agree on something that I didn't really agree or I never thought about it. And I compromised a lot and wanted to be on the same side with the majority or the powerful ones in the group. And sometimes I even look for excuses for others who didn't make me feel good. And yeah, but after I realized who I am, I really wonder like who I am and what do I feel from the bottom of my heart. I really say no if I am not comfortable with something. And I speak up for myself and I would fight back if I feel something is wrong. And I make my points clear. At least I try to every time.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I think it's great that you go out there and say, you know, something like saying no to things that don't serve you, right? Especially growing up, you know, in an Asian household, we're always told to just say yes to everything, not realizing we don't even know what we're saying yes to. And sometimes that can hurt us because it, you know, puts us in situations that doesn't serve us. You know, so we have to create those boundaries and say, no, this will not work for me, right? And it's fine. Being a little selfish is okay. And, you know, it was that point in your life when you realized you were, you know, more than enough to go out and, you know, be the person that you are today and, you know, have that confidence. What was that aha moment?
Yeah, I mean, before in my life, I think everything would be like the way they are. And then I changed the society that I'm in. I really see values are different. A lot of things are different. And I would see myself differently. And I was, I mean, Asian woman. And it's like, I mean, I work in film. And in the film industry, Asian women has been portrayed as the symptom of like sexual object like for a long time, and media has been a very influential tool for people to see the world, and so it really made me think a lot.
Thanks for sharing that. And you know, it's great that you point that out, because yeah, you know, as Asian women, like you mentioned, we're portrayed as one single person, not realizing there's so many different types of, you know, personalities, types of cultures, types of ethnicities just within Asian culture, and not realizing like we don't have to represent as one person. We can be, you know, different people. We can be ourselves. So, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that. And, you know, because of these realizations, what's your life been like now?
Before I was surprised that I was being labeled as Asian woman. And I feel, so what about E? Like, how about my interest, my person? There isn't. Like, I'm Asian. And that's like the comment I got. And that's like, not really. I feel like sometimes I talk to someone, I don't feel like they are really talking to E. Instead, they're talking to an Asian woman. And now when I sense this, I would push more towards, I mean, I would show more of my personality instead of an Asian woman than in their point of view. And sometimes if I don't feel comfortable to keep going, I would stop.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's great that you go out there and show your true self versus like what people think of Asian women or that stereotype that we've been seen as. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
Be brave to say no and be honest to your feelings. And I think our hearts always know more than our brains. So really feel it and make it comfortable and we will shine.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, I have my Facebook page under the name E Liu, and it's spelled Y-I. That's first name, and last name is L-I-U, and eliuacting.com is my website. And on Instagram is I am Eliu.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Yi, you can also head on over to the taoselfconfidence.com and search for Yi's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Yi for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.